Why, hello there, Hillary.
Hey, Jenny, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I've got the Super Bowl commercials on behind me. I hope there's some good ones. I'm sure there are.
I already saw one good one for Wicked, which comes out Thanksgiving.
Oh. Yeah, I love that story. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Good, good, good. What is it? We're finally back on a Sunday.
Yay. I like Sundays better than Monday.
Me too. It also gives me 2 days to edit. And it's not like the end of the next day. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Right.
I need to get that done.
If you're, we're recording on Sunday, February 11th. If you're listening, it is on or after February 14th. And if you're listening on February 14th, we are likely traveling.
Yes.
To Las
and Vegas. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's
Day. On that day. But yeah, what time does your flight leave on Wednesday?
Not till like 3:45.
So ours leaves at like 2:30 maybe. Do you have a connection?
Yeah.
Oh. So our initial flight left at like almost 8 p.m.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and then it just got moved. Time-wise, we're happy with that because if there's any delays, there's time for delays.
Right.
As opposed to it already being 8 o'clock at night.
Right, right.
Oh my God. But now we don't get in at the same time as you, which makes me very sad.
Yeah.
But we will be waiting for you with open arms.
I'm sure I will give you guys hugs and go to bed.
Go straight to bed. Yeah, we'll have everything sorted and it'll be all ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we can sleep in. And then it's show day. Yeah, I think it's going to be a crazy time in Vegas. We know so many people going. Like, it's going to be awesome, crazy. Like, crazy, yeah. So many people. Just because I check our email, we're getting all kinds of messages from people that want to meet up and say hello. And, oh, it's going to be a blast.
Yep.
Can't wait to put faces to y'all's names that are there. I am currently surrounded by 100 charm bracelets, friendship bracelets that I've made for us to share. And other people are bringing bracelets too. So we'll have some swapping to do. It's going to be fun.
Speaking of which, we are watching the Super Bowl while we're recording. I'm watching it over your shoulder.
No, you can see it better than me. That's our relatively new big-ass TV. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't. It doesn't look big from here, but I can't figure out the distance.
Well, it's like a room and it's like a room and a half away.
Yeah. That's a big TV.
And if you can see it pretty well, there's Travis.
Yeah, I can see it pretty well.
Who are you rooting for?
I think Kansas City. So I don't really care that much, but my mom likes Kansas City, so.
I would be happy for both of them. What I really just want is a good game more than anything.
Yeah.
I think I'd be happy if Kansas City won because, you know, the Taylor effect. And also to win 2 years in a row is a pretty fucking big deal.
Yeah.
But also this young quarterback for the 49ers, Purdy, I think is his last name.
Yeah, I just
saw him. Last game that I watched him play, I was like, it was like the most exciting game I've ever seen. And I want him to win like crazy. So. Kind of also rooting for the 49ers.
Yeah. I don't really care, but my mom likes the 49ers. My mom likes the Chiefs, so.
Yeah. Someone.
Them.
I keep seeing all over on TikTok and whatever, a press conference that Travis Kelce had done. I'm guessing the Chiefs had done, and Travis Kelce was there. And people asking him questions about Taylor like crazy, of course, which was kind of nice for the guy to be getting the questions.
Yeah.
Instead of the girl, you know, whatever. But he was happy to answer stuff. And someone asked, so which one of you is going to get a ring first?
Oh, that's funny.
And he already has a Super Bowl ring, but I thought that was clever. He's like, I sure as hope to bring my own home this after this weekend. Do you think that's the U2s are there?
I don't know.
I mean, they were in town last night, so. Kind of feel like, I don't know if they would go or not.
I wouldn't. I'd go
home. But they're right there.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out if they're in a box and they show them, but I don't know. If I were them, I'd get some sleep.
I mean, I would too. I mean... Even if you're famous, you've got to deal with the traffic and everything to get there.
Right.
I mean, I doubt they have like a VIP lane.
Well, but
in Vegas.
But I think they do. They probably came in the same door that Taylor Swift did.
She probably sat in traffic too.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to actually. She's not doing anything. She's not driving.
No.
I would assume. But yes, there's only so many roads they get there. This is true. But yeah, I would ask Bono that over whiskey and cake. Did you go to the Super Bowl? I'm sure some version of their crew. I'm sure some people are there.
I'm sure.
They're in town. So, yeah. Nothing new outside of last week's shows do we have to talk about. There was a show Wednesday and then Friday and Saturday.
The show Wednesday had Party Girl.
Yes.
And Happy Birthday to apparently Chris Rock.
Yeah. And I read that, well, Bono had a Guinness in his hand and he made it sound like a Guinness was being delivered to Chris Rock. I admit, I did not realize that they had worked together so much.
Well, I know that they're friends.
Yeah, but I read somewhere the connection is much deeper and greater than I knew.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Billy Idol was at the show last night, I presume. He was at one of the shows.
Yes.
And I forget who else was seen. There's been a good handful. They just keep coming. They played that Crowded House song two of the three nights.
Yes.
But not last night. Last night they did All I Want Is You, Desire, Sweetest Thing, and Love Rescue Me, which I like that combo.
Oh, I do too.
I think that's a nice combo.
You discovered you've heard Sweetest Thing 5 times. I've heard it 3 times.
Yeah, we had to look. I was like, have we heard that?
And we're like, so I kept thinking I had heard it from a B stage. And I guess I was right.
Yeah. And I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if I'd heard it, but I don't actually remember. So 5 times, 4 of them were on Elevation and 1 was on I&E.
Yeah.
Were yours both?
2 Elevation and 1 I&E.
Yeah. Because we were together for that I&E one for sure.
We were together for one of the Elevation ones too in DC.
Cool. You remember that stuff so much better than
I didn't remember it. I had to look it up.
Oh. That we were together?
No, I knew we were together because I only went to 2 Elevation shows in there were only 2 Elevation shows in DC and we went to both of them.
Went to both of them, yeah. I mean, it just sounds like the midweek shows are like bananas, amazing fun.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the Thursday show we go to, those Wednesday shows, a friend of ours that has been to pretty much all of them. But first of all, one friend was like, Wednesdays feel like they must be harder because the real fans are probably traveling on weekends. While Wednesdays are like people who are in town and industry and this and that.
Yeah.
And our friend that goes all the time was like, well, the energy is crazy. And it may just be that Bono's working so hard.
Right.
For that reason. But also, maybe they're just amazing shows. I can't wait.
I can't wait either. I'm so excited.
I'm assuming they haven't changed the Ultraviolet back.
I haven't heard otherwise.
I haven't heard that either. So we might have to suffer through the miracle.
Yeah.
So hard. Our life is so hard.
So hard.
What else is happening? There's been nothing else, huh?
Not that I can think of. It's been a quiet week.
Yeah, and the shows, other than the Chris Rock thing, I don't think there's been anything extraordinary at the shows to mention that I can think of anyway. My husband told me that Jason Kelce was at a show recently, which would make sense because I'm sure he's in Vegas.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was at a show. And so was he was at that show with Chris Rock.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe they traded tickets. We'll give you a ticket to our show if you give us a ticket to your brother's show.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
That's funny. Anything else going on with the game? I can't see.
No, it's... Oh, let's see if... Oh, they're showing some weird slow-mo stuff. Someone's... Why was that? It was just some guy had like his... I guess it was a mouth guard. It looked like Invisalign, actually. It wasn't...
Mahomes. He does it all the time.
Is it Invisalign?
No, it's like his mouth guard.
But it's just so small.
It is, but he does but it all like, the time. Yeah.
I was like, why are they showing that in slow-mo for a whole 10 seconds?
It's Mahomes. He does it constantly.
I did not realize. That is not something I was... One of our friends posted something from Facebook. They used U2's turntable for the Super Bowl. But when I click, oh, there it is. When I clicked on it initially, it didn't go to a link. It looks, it's like computer generated.
I didn't see that.
I don't understand.
I saw the sphere. At the beginning of the show,
it had cool.
American flag.
Nice. Apparently, Sing 2 was shown on Nickelodeon before the Slime Bowl.
Oh.
Their version of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It's a good way to get families to tune in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So, off Vegas topic. My 16-year-old and her boyfriend have a playlist that they've both contributed to, and they often have it on, like, if they're down here at the dining room table doing homework, they'll put it on, and there are at least 2 U2 songs on it from the boyfriend.
Oh, really? What are they?
One is Every Breaking Wave, and the other is, I forget what it is, but it's from Songs of Innocence, I think, which I think they ended up with a copy of, like many people just ending up with a copy of U2's. And so they listened to it. And then he was like, have you seen Sing 2?
Wait, look behind you. What's going on behind you?
Oh, it's the sphere. That's the U2's. It was definitely one of the drone shots. It was definitely B-roll.
I don't have the volume on at all.
Oh. It's still
3-0, 49ers.
Second quarter. He was like, have you seen Sing 2? There's a lot of U2 songs in there.
Aww.
And I have. But this singer is actually in the movie. Oh, really? That's cool. And my daughter's like, oh, just getting those points.
That's so funny. That's cute. Adorable.
Getting those parent points. But yeah. If you're going to Vegas this week, there's a few things going on. Hollywood U2 Hollywood, that tribute band is playing at the Hard Rock on Friday night, I believe. So check that out if you're in town and you're looking for like a U2-ish experience. Zoo Station's open, of course. I'm sure we'll be there a few times. Chillax in, and I'll just be drinking those $20 drinks. Man, that old fashioned with the Jameson syrup in it. Oh my God. It's amazing. Oh, no, it's got like a stout syrup. I don't know. I can't wait to have it again. I can't wait. And yeah, I'm sure there'll be some other fun stuff going on. I just don't know what else there is.
Be in touch.
Yeah. We're hoping to find a time when we just know we're going to go to Zoo Station and hang out. And so we'll post that. And then I'm sure it'll be Friday sometime. Come say hi and get a bracelet. Or a sticker. Or a keychain. Or all of the above. You'll be able to find us because we have a plethora of shirts that say Garden Tarts on them. And we will be hard to miss if you are in our area. For sure.
We'll be around for sure.
Yeah. Gosh, anything else at all?
I don't think there's anything.
Yeah. I'm just I'm just anxious to just get there.
Yeah.
I just want to get there. And be in the room and just kind of feel like we're home for a little bit. But other than that, I got to figure out. We gotta look at the weather. The weather's getting better.
Okay, good.
It's last I looked, the end of next week, the highs in the 60s and the lows in the 40s.
It's still chilly.
But it's better than the 30s.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's a whole 10 degrees warmer the end of this coming week than this last week. But I got to figure out, look right now, like, what kind of coat to bring or something. Yeah, the whole time we're there, highs in the mid-60s, low in the mid 40s. So I'll take it.
I have no idea what to bring.
Like weather wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might want those little knit gloves. Like, no joke.
Okay.
This is the weather they're meant for. As long as it stays dry. Yeah, I'm definitely going to bring up. Layers. I'm definitely going to bring layers. Cute layers.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, good thing is there's like a Target nearby. If we need anything, but when I start pulling stuff out, I'll let you know.
Okay, yeah,
let me know. Bring it. Yeah. And go from there. I just think I'm going to need, when it's in the 60s, I'll be fine, and even probably 50s, but 40s, I'm going to need some kind of coat. Maybe some earmuffs. I don't know. It was 40s for me can be absolutely delightful.
Yeah.
If the sun is out. But I'm used to that. We'll see. We'll see. If you're traveling from the East Coast this week, good luck with that nor'easter that's coming through.
Oh, great.
Yeah, right? I guess that's you.
It is me.
Do you get hit by that stuff?
Sometimes, but I don't think I've heard anything about it.
So,
but my
person I heard about it from is traveling from Nova Scotia.
Oh, well, that's a whole lot further.
That's way further than you. Like, he just changed his flight to a day earlier.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm not going to make it. So, yeah, take a look at your flights and take a look at the weather and just travel safe. Be safe, travelers. And remember, no stinky food on the plane. Keep your socks and shoes on. Cough into your elbow. What other things did we say? Don't be an asshole. These are the garden tart rules of traveling. If you see something, say something. And always get Starbucks.
Yes.
I think those are good rules.
I think they're very good rules.
And snacks. Snacks are important. Don't rely on buying friggin' airplane snacks. That shit sucks. And it's cost as much as going to the Sphere. So, not really, but probably relatively. If a regular concert ticket is this much and a Sphere concert ticket's this much, then a regular snack is this much and an airplane snack is this much.
Yes.
I think it's relative. I think that works out. Yeah, I'm good with that. Okay. And we know some of you are traveling internationally, so super, super safe. Travels. Don't forget your passport. And yeah. I guess that's it.
We will see you soon.
Yeah. Just a few more sleeps.
Sigh.
Sigh. I'm already sad it's almost over. No, I can't go there yet. It still has to happen. What is happening back here? Oh, it was an ad for Jesus.
Oh, I've already seen that.
I've been seeing versions of that already before today. I didn't know Jesus needed commercials.
Apparently.
People aren't buying.
Big budget for that.
Yeah, right? I guess if people aren't buying, then you gotta advertise for it. Okay. Well, y'all, next time you hear from us, we'll be coming from Vegas.
We'll be done with Vegas.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yep.
Okay, girl. Travel well.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yep. And we will talk to you soon. And we'll see you soon.
Yep. Yay. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be back next week with more U2-ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your YouTube friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2-ish podcast with The Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, The Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.